Hey everybody, welcome back to the Barbershop Group Podcast. Just want to make a quick announcement to you all. Listen, we are coming to you every day with topics of interest to you all, whether it's financial, mental, physical, spiritual, or social solutions for men. This is the place to be. You can follow us on our website at www.tbgmen.com. You can also follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you are listening every day, let me tell you something. Right now, you can scroll down on your phone and you can donate to the podcast show. We always need donations. It helps us continue the show and also reach out to some of the men who need us the most. So you can click that link right there in the show notes and it'll take you to a page where you can add your donation to us. And we greatly appreciate all the help that you do, whether you donate or you're sharing the podcast with someone else. It's always beneficial to us. So thank you all very much for that. Hey everybody, today we're talking about cash incentives for your children's good grades, right? One of the most compelling arguments for paying kids for good grades in school is that that's really how the world of work is structured. Most adults wouldn't go to work every day if they couldn't get paid, right? And they are incentivized to improve their performance by the promise of bonuses, raises, and other perks. So it does seem kind of reasonable to offer kids compensation for their hard work at school, right? So let's take a look at this. Now, there's some research out there, and that research has found that this kind of incentive can actually work to improve student performance and test scores. According to Roland Fryer, an economist at Harvard University, where he conducted a series of experiments in the mid-2000s, right, he found something very, very interesting. What he did was he paid $6 million to over 18,000 low-income students in several U.S. cities to incentivize them to improve their test scores. Now, here's the catch. The results indicated that when offering cash for school performance, the important thing to focus on is rewarding something students feel like they have control over. So it wasn't just about, hey, here's money for good grades. It was, okay, do I really, really have control over this? And that means using money or other incentives to motivate inputs, such as the number of hours spent studying rather than outputs, such as grades or test scores. Students may want to improve their performance, but not know how to budge that needle. Rewarding them for their effort will be much more effective in encouraging better outcomes than rewarding them for a specific grade. Okay, so, but you got to tread lightly with multiple kids if you want to incentivize good grades, you know, and that's something that I used to do with the kids. Is they would complete some assignments, get a good grade, boom, you get cash incentives for it, right? And that worked to a point, but then it was like, okay, you know, it kind of leveled off. So at any rate, you know, if parents do decide to offer financial incentives to their kids, another potential landmine can be knowing how to handle more than one child in the family. If one kid is a born scholar and another struggles with learning disabilities or a behavioral issue, rewarding the first for what they're already good at and giving nothing to the second will not end well. The student you most want to motivate will learn to hate and resent school. On the other hand, it can be tough to offer a sliding scale of payment for each kid. The higher achiever might resent that their struggling sibling gets the same money for worse grades or test scores. Making it clear that you're rewarding effort rather than the results is the best way to make sure you don't discourage the very behavior you're trying to encourage, right? So sometimes incentives actually backfire. While paying kids to improve their grades can result in better studying habits and improved test scores or just scores in general, it may not effectively encourage them to engage with school. Studies have shown that rewards incentivize students to do the minimum necessary to receive their prize, after which point they start to lose interest. This was the exact problem that a lot of families encounter with their that kind of like carrot eating challenge, you know, as the incentive was the only reason the kids were doing well or would eat their vegetables, right? I get a prize for eating my vegetables, but they weren't really motivated to make changes. And so that's where a lot of families have trouble, right? This is unsurprising when you think of all the disengaged workers who only show up and do the bare minimum to keep from getting fired, right? Without the intrinsic engagement with work, whether that's learning literature or history or filing reports of some sort, You know, payment for this kind of work becomes the only thing the recipient cares about. In addition, likening school to work by offering cash incentives can also backfire. And that's because schools can't fire underperforming students the same way an employer can fire a lackluster worker. Nor do schools have access to any of the other negative consequences an employer can use to improve an employee's poor performance. With a carrot and no stick, students will both get a false sense of what work life will look like, and they'll feel more comfortable simply opting out of incentives, since there are no negative consequences for bad grades that they haven't already felt. Instilling a love of learning in disengaged students is not an easy task, trust me. Teachers will tell you this, but paying them is no way to create that enjoyment for school. A better way to help kids engage with their studies is to encourage their interest and show how school relates to the subject that they are most passionate about. This may take more effort than simply handing out the dollar bills come report card time, but it will have better outcomes for encouraging learning for your children. Should you pay for good grades? You know, I don't know. You know, bribery as a parenting tactic isn't really going to go away anytime soon. It's effective in the short term, and sometimes, you know, mom and dad simply need to get their kids to do something, right? However, paying kids is not always the best way to encourage them to engage with their schoolwork. If you're considering paying your kids for their schoolwork, make sure all of your kids understand what they can each do to earn those rewards. Use the payments to incentivize behavior they have control over and continue working to help them see the joys of learning. That's the ultimate goal. So if you're going to pay, it's up to you, but you just got to understand some of the pitfalls involved in paying your kids for good grades. So maybe this is something you want to talk to your spouse about. You want to sit down and have this discussion with your kids. It might be a short-term fix. We don't know. It helped my kids up to a certain point and then had to use something else. So those are just things that you need to consider. And, you know, I always say get feedback from your kids because they're the people who matter in this conversation the most. But hopefully, guys, this has been beneficial to you all. As I always say, you know, like, share, comment. We need all the help that we can get. So until next time, guys, be well, and we'll talk to you soon.